Hi there, and welcome to the Engage CX Marketing Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Joe Rice, Data and Enterprise Solutions at Twitter. Joe and his team help organizations gain actionable insight from Twitter data and support the ecosystem of partners that serve brands.
Hi, Joe. It's lovely to speak with you today. You lead Twitter's Data and Enterprise Solutions for Europe, the Middle East and Africa. And it was great to hear you speak about your case study, hashtag What's Happening, at our CX Marketing Summit in June. Today, we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
I'm ready. Thank you for the invite.
Lovely. So just to kick us off, can you please give an introduction to Twitter for our listeners that may not be familiar?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, we say Twitter is what's happening in the world and what we're talking about right now. So that is our main message. And on Twitter, live comes to life every day as conversations unfold, showing you just about every side of the story. So that's from breaking news and entertainment to sports, politics, and just about every everyday interest. When things happen in the world, they happen first on Twitter.
Lovely, thank you. And just following on from that, can you explain why you think Twitter's greatest strength is in the mundane?
Sure. So I guess put simply, there are, you know, hundreds of millions of tweets every day on the platform, and anything and everything is shared as part of that. So we see people's preferences emerge, their considerations, moods, mindsets, and as well as their interactions with products, services, and brands. Some of these tweets might not have, huge engagement or show up in your timeline, but when they looked at over time or in the aggregate, they highlight really a wealth of insights. Again, human behaviors, we see emerging trends, the rhythms of life come through. And so it's that reason. It's in these ordinary tweets sent by people going about their daily lives, which we feel says so much about us and offers such insight into the world around us.
Lovely, thank you. And just following on from that, in your talk you mentioned the benefits companies can utilize by gathering feedback from Twitter in both an unprompted and a structured and intentional way. Can you tell us more about this, please?
Sure. So, the context is important. So brands are generally struggling to get real-time feedback. We see that the response rates, participation rates, if you will, to surveys are in decline. So a challenge for brands is to simply know, back to Twitter's tagline, what's happening. They'd like to know what's happening with their products and services, how they are perceived. And they're also struggling to get that feedback in real time when the consumer is actually having that experience live and in the moment. So we think Twitter can help there, providing that authentic, unsolicited in-the-moment feedback that you can't really get from a survey or a focus group. We've always talked about Twitter as the world's largest focus group, and it truly is the voice of the customer. And so, our message is that it should be leveraged in that way for brands to better understand what's happening.
Brilliant, thank you. And in your talk, you mentioned that replying to tweets can create revenue potential for businesses. Can you explain this, please?
Yeah, we've run a study a few years back to understand a consumer's willingness to spend. And what we found is that their willingness to spend with a brand increased if that brand responded to their questions in a timely fashion. And in that study, it was within two hours. That's how we defined a timely fashion. And what we found was that their willingness to spend increased from 3 to 20% depending on the specific industry. So really good, a really good increase in the propensity to spend. But beyond that, engaging with your audiences on Twitter is also an important tactic for brands and marketers alike, because it builds trust and opens the door to more interesting, insightful conversations. So that's why we talk about brands starting by listening first to those audiences. That conversation could be indicative of a problem or an opportunity. And so by listening and stepping in quickly, a brand can help identify something newsworthy or remedy an issue. That's the first step. And then following on from that is the active engagement with the audiences. So for brand voice, marketing campaigns, or customer service, amongst others. And then lastly, analyzing the conversation can provide a better understanding of what these specific audiences are talking about, doing, buying, which is where solutions like trend analysis come into play. And even what we're seeing now in terms of innovation is prediction. So taking the trends that we're seeing and predicting that forward into the future.
Brilliant, thank you. And can you also talk us through why pairing Twitter data with traditional brand tracking studies and NPS measurements is so important, and how Twitter is trying to support brands more now with this?
Yeah, so I think pairing is the key word here, as we don't believe that Twitter data is a replacement for traditional research methods, but rather a complementer to it, an augmenter of it. Twitter data has always been great for testing hypotheses and validating other insights. It's also helpful at reaching audiences that are more difficult to reach via typical methods, such as Gen Xers, for example, who we find are not completing surveys at the rate of other groups. And so they're particularly difficult to get feedback out of. Another aspect, which I think is forgotten, is the speed to insight aspect of Twitter. In many cases, Twitter data can provide, you know, directionally accurate insights in hours as opposed to the weeks or months it could take if you went the route of a panel or a survey. Now, there are it's important to point, there are trade-offs in accuracy on this. So you could get as a brand wanting to understand a specific issue with a product or service, you could get to a statistically significant answer with, say, a 99.5% confidence interval if you took, you know, 6 months and spent a heck of a lot of money. But the question is, if you could get to an answer with a 90% confidence and do so within a day and at a mere fraction of the cost, would that not be better in some use cases? And so we talk about Twitter for product discovery. That's what we talk about, is how it complements traditional research methods. It can be a great way to test hypotheses, to get an understanding if there's a demand, and then allow you to do more traditional routes, if you a full survey or a panel or focus group.
Brilliant, thank you. And in your talk, you also mentioned the importance of leading with kindness online. Can you tell us a little more about this, please?
If I can. Yeah, so in terms of context, one of our company priorities is what we call the health of the conversation. Our teams are working very hard to stop spam and abuse happening on the platform and originating from the use of our APIs. We want to help people see high-quality information and feel safe on Twitter. Therefore, we're offering a lot of controls that allow people to see more of the information that they want to see. So that's the whole health initiative. As it relates to my specific point on kindness, I guess one, I always like to end on a positive note. And the point there was, there are amazing stories of kindness that are shared on the platform every day. And it can be easy to look at the news in general as only, you know, negative events. But Twitter is also a great place to find stories of hope, optimism, and of people helping people. And I think that's always a great way to end, is those random acts of kindness.
Lovely, thank you. And just to finish off, can you give us any hint into what we might see next from Twitter in the CX marketing area?
Yeah. So I think Well, one of the things we're always thinking about is ways to make it easier to get insight from Twitter data. So that's always going in the background, helping researchers and social listening tools and voice of the customer platforms make more sense of this corpus of human thought. Generally, though, speaking, I think, you know, customers are more empowered and demanding than ever before. And while Twitter has become the preferred channel for many consumers to contact brands for help or inquiries, these consumers expect a real-time and authentic response. So this real-time expectation means that Twitter has become the epicenter for how brands build out the customer service model of the future. So beyond nailing your response time, we know how important it is to take customer experience to the next level. So there's a wealth of data that can be extracted from Twitter for customer service teams and beyond, which enhances customer experience and drives a better understanding of your customer across the organization. So I think that is to say that the big focus is one on the interaction, ensuring that brands can respond quickly to customer inquiries on Twitter. But then secondly, leveraging the insight that comes from that to improve products or services or customer service delivery of that brand or organization. So those two jobs reinforce one another.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Those are all of the questions that I have for you today, Joe. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again, Joe. It's been great to speak with you and hear more about this.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.